there would be no Christmas without the Holy Spirit. And we always talk about all kinds of things. We talk about all kinds of things, Santa Claus and all kinds of gifts. But, you know, we ought to think about God's greatest gift, Jesus. And this morning I just realized that, you know, not only when you receive gifts that gives you joy, giver of the gift also has great joy in his heart. You know, when the Father gave his Son to the world, of course, understanding the Son's suffering would have given him pain and grief. It's the cross that the Father carried. But in the thought of giving the best gift of salvation, gift of his Son to humanity, God must have been so happy. Father must have been so joyful. Yeah. So, you know, parents, you know the joy as your little children open up the gift and their eyes are twinkling, they're filled with wonder and joy. That gives you so much joy. And I was thinking, wow, giver gets so much blessing when you give someone because you love someone. And then when you give the best, it gives you so much joy. So that was our Father's heart. And then there is a great joy that Jesus had. Do you know what it is? Jesus gave the greatest gift. He said, when I go back to the Father, I complete my mission. Go back to the Father. I'll be asking of the Father, and the Father will pour out, give the gift from heaven. It is the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit couldn't be have been given the same way after resurrection, after ascension. But now we have the Holy Spirit inside. Amen? Amen. And I want to just go through seven different people. And when you think about the Holy Spirit, see, we've been going through the study of the Gospel of Luke. And it is going to be a recap. For those of you who've been hearing my message, you should know this all, everything already. But when you look at the significant person that had been used in the story of Christmas, say seven of them, every single one of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. They were under the influence of the Holy Spirit. They were close to the Holy Spirit. And without being filled with the Holy Spirit, it is not possible to be significantly used of God for God's plan and purposes. So Holy Spirit is the bridge. Thing is, Holy Spirit cannot be seen. You normally don't see. Holy Spirit came down in a bodily form like a dove. So if you think about the Holy Spirit as dove, that's okay. As fire is okay. Often I think about the Holy Spirit as fire, as a person. But today I want us to focus on the Holy Spirit. Okay, so number one, Zacharias. Okay, Zacharias. Ooh, it's so small. Everybody knows Zacharias? John the Baptist's father. So the Christmas story starts with Zacharias, John the Baptist's father, who was struck with muteness by an angel of the Lord, Gabriel, because of his unbelief. Zacharias was a priest, and he was someone holy and righteous, but he had trouble with unbelief. Unbelief. And because of that, he was struck with dumbness. He couldn't speak. He became mute for about 9 months. So Zechariah's muteness had to do with the spiritual reason. It was the spiritual cause, and it was the spiritual discipline. Supernaturally, angel said that you will not be able to speak for a while. And what did that make Zechariah do? For him to, if you can't talk, your activity reduces a lot. And then all your thoughts, you can express it. And then all of that goes in to deeper level of reflection. I know there is this particular order, tapestry monk, they don't speak. when they are praying or when they are in that season of seeking God, they don't talk. So if you don't talk, you have to face all the internal noise, and then you have to now really face yourself and face deeper things. And angel Gabriel gave him some keys from the Old Testament scripture, which became his ground of meditation. Zechariah had to think and meditate deeply from his encounter with this angel. What is it all about? And you know, Holy Spirit is the great teacher. As you begin to meditate, as you begin to reduce your traffic, YouTube traffic, sometimes text message traffic, you get deeper. And then after 9 months, Zechariah speaks. When John was finally born, Zechariah speaks. And then out of that deep meditation of 9 months, his prophecy just flows out. So much accurate, powerful, spirit-filled, scripture-filled prophecy for his son comes out. It just flows. Maybe we can read a few. You know, his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he prophesied, saying, "And you, my child, will be called the prophet of the highest." How did he get that understanding? Out of the deep meditation of the scripture, in the light of what the angel of the Lord had spoken to him. And if you, child, will be called the prophet of the highest, and for you will go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sins through the tender mercy of our God, with which the dayspring from on high has visited us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Beautiful prophecy. And it's not only a beautiful prophecy, it highlighted, pinpointed, underlined, and brought out a destiny of his son John. It's a powerful prophetic utterance today. So Holy Spirit is a great teacher, and the Holy Spirit brings prophetic revelation of one's call and destiny in God. And this kind of prophetic utterance is something that we very much need today. Because people individually all have dreams. But if it is not aligned to the prophetic destiny of your life from heaven, and it is spoken and brought out in the open by prophetic utterance, you're still fighting a veiled fight. You do not know where you're aiming. Your life is aimed at. So this is the role of the Holy Spirit. God says, when the Holy Spirit comes on you, what will happen to you? You will begin dreams. You will have visions for the future. Your future target of your life become clear. We all have limited time. But wonderful thing about being filled with the Holy Spirit and being saved by God is that our life begin to take on higher level of meaning. Amen. We are not just fighting aimlessly, trying to accumulate enough stuff to keep us safe. Life is more than that. Life does not consist in the things you possess. It is in the divine plan and purpose for you. And the Holy Spirit is the one that can bring out your call, your life call, why you're here on earth. Amen. So I pray that such prophetic utterances will be abundant in your life. Amen. I've been blessed with prophetic utterances since I was a little child. And when you seek God and when you make friends with the Holy Spirit, you don't have to chase after prophecies. Prophetic revelation will come to your life. Amen. When you be close with the Holy Spirit, at a certain time, God will give it to you through another vessel. And God will also speak to you from within your heart. Hallelujah. This is a great blessing. Great blessing when you know where you're going. When you know your aim is in line with divine plan that Father has for you. Amen. So Paul says to Timothy this, I charge, this charge I commit to you, my son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage the good warfare. Our life sometimes is a warfare, but when you have a prophetic word, when your life is aligned with prophetic destiny that God has for you, then you're fighting with courage because you know this is, you're not wasting your time, and it gives you encouragement. Amen. So let's go to the next one. Elizabeth, next person. Elizabeth. Elizabeth is Zechariah's wife. Okay, so Zechariah was struck dumb, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, came to see Elizabeth, who was 6 months into pregnancy by the time Mary visited her. And why did Mary come? Mary was seeking confirmation of her encounter with Angel Gabriel, because Angel Gabriel said, see, you will be conceived with the seed, holy seed of God, Son of God, without knowing a man. And he said, how can this be? I'll give you a sign. Elizabeth, your relative, she's pregnant right now, about 6 months into it. So you go and check it out. That will be the sign. And Elizabeth was well advanced in age, in years. She couldn't. So in those days, you didn't have Instagram, Facebook, text messages. You have to go and actually see it for yourself. His angel had given the right information. So she's coming in. As soon as she comes in, what is she looking for? She's looking for a sign. 6 months, you can see, you can feel. That's what she's coming into, and this is what she got. She's got a lot more than the sign of Elizabeth's pregnancy, because Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Okay, let's read that. It happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. Blessed is she who believed, for there will be fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord. This is shocking. Mary is coming to check Elizabeth's tummy, and Mary is not telling her her own pregnancy by the Holy Spirit. And instead of her checking the tummy, Elizabeth prophesies, this is called the word of knowledge, gifts of the Spirit, saying, you are pregnant. She's barely pregnant. You are pregnant. Isn't that amazing? That's a word of knowledge. What does that give? Encouragement. Encouragement. Now, there are a series of things that have been revealed to her supernaturally. Number one, it says, blessed are you among women. Did you know that that first greeting is the very same greeting Angel Gabriel gave to her? So she's been wondering, like, why am I blessed? I'm just a little girl, 15, 16, out in the sticks, you know. Nothing special, nothing, you know, outstanding about Mary. But the angel said, you are greatly favored. She's wondering, why all the way? And the Elizabeth greeting. How many of you greet your sister or your cousin? Blessed are you. You don't. It's already a confirmation. Amazing confirmation. See, when you're filled with the Spirit, what the Holy Spirit thinks of you flows out of your mouth. It's called prophecy. Amen? Blessed is the fruit of your womb. Direct supernatural confirmation of Mary's conception. Mary wasn't expecting this. And then third one is, a mother of my Lord shall come to me. See, it says even the identity of who Jesus is been revealed. It is the mother of my Lord. The one that you have conceived is my Lord.
most amazing. It's a short but most amazing. And finally, this is what she says, for there will be fulfillment of those things that were told her from the Lord. There's an overwhelming prophetic encouragement, Mary. You have encountered angel, and Mary didn't say a thing, right? She's walking into the door and said, what God had told you, you have believed, and it will come to pass. Amen. Let me say, God is faithful. What God spoke to you, if it is a true word from the Lord, you just stay faithful. It will come to pass. Amen. Hallelujah. So, what an amazing encouragement. As you get close, as we seek the Holy Spirit, seek to walk with the Holy Spirit, these things, I pray, will flow in your life, in my life. You receive knowledge, words of wisdom, things that you've never, cannot know naturally, will come to you to minister to someone, to encourage someone profoundly. Amen. And you know, what's the name of the Holy Spirit? It's encourager, paraclete, someone who comes alongside you to encourage you, to cheer you up, to strengthen you when you need this encouragement. Because sometimes the road is long. I think almost singing. When sometimes the road is long and sometimes it feels lonely. But when you feel lonely, when you feel the road is long, never forget, the Holy Spirit is someone comes alongside. You can't see him, acknowledge him. He will encourage you along the way. And then give you the confirmation, encouragement you need at the time. Hallelujah. How many times? I can give you so many personal testimonies, so many of the supernatural encouragement God gives me. And God gives you. Sometimes he will use people. Sometimes he will give you dreams. Sometimes he will just speak to you in your heart. So that's the Holy Spirit. Amen. Next person is obviously Mary. Mary, the mother of Jesus. Okay? And I want to say, Holy Spirit, see, with the Lord, nothing's impossible. When the Spirit of God comes on you. Amen. I want to say the role of the Holy Spirit with Mary is a miracle working power of God. How many need miracle? We all need miracles from God. Life is not meant to be lived by your own wisdom and strength on a natural plane only. There is a natural plane and there is a supernatural plane. We are supposed to operate on both with wisdom. And with Mary, God's promise was something that's never been understood, never seen, never understood or seen or known as something possible. But the Holy Spirit gave her the miracle. Amen. In her incredible encounter with Gabriel, Mary wondered, how can this be? Since I do not know a man. She doesn't know a man. In an intimate way, physical way. And Gabriel said, what did he say? Let's read. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also that the Holy One who is, will be born will be called the Son of God. Son of God. For verse 37, let's read it together. For with God, nothing will be impossible. Do you believe this? Whatever God has for you, God's promise, sometimes it's health, sometimes it's a breakthrough, sometimes it's a job, sometimes it's a relationship. With God, nothing is impossible. Amen. Nothing is impossible. First of all, I want to say, how is it going to be? Well, it's going to be possible because the Holy Spirit will come upon you. Holy Spirit will overshadow you. That's all you need. When the Holy Spirit overshadows you, you have God's creative miracle at work. How did God create the world? Where was the Holy Spirit? Over the chaos of water. But the Holy Spirit was moving.
moving, overshadowing on the water. And God said, let there be light. Let there be. God spoke, and the Holy Spirit created everything that was spoken. So Mary said, the Holy Spirit will overshadow you. And the very word of God that was spoken will come right in fullness. Amen. And you already have Jesus. You have the word of God. Let the Holy Spirit overshadow you. And then this is another interesting word. See, Holy Spirit will come upon you, comma, the power of the highest will overshadow you. Which means the Holy Spirit is God's highest power. There is nothing higher than the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit overshadows you, when the Holy Spirit moves in you, it is the highest power in the universe. And nothing can resist or withstand the moving and the working, miracle-creating work and the power of God through the Holy Spirit in your life. Amen? So, what we need is we need to get under the shadow of the Holy Spirit. How? Prayer, meditation, in the Word, not meditation, om. That's terrible stuff. Don't go there. Prayer, meditation in the Word, worship, praise, thanksgiving, all of that. You put yourself under the shadow of the Holy Spirit, and God will do the miracles for you as well. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And then you talk to the Holy Spirit. You get to know, Holy Spirit, overshadow me today. I've got this job interview. Holy Spirit, overshadow me. Give me wisdom. Lord, Holy Spirit, I'm going to meet someone who is depressed. Holy Spirit, overshadow me. Let your word flow through me. And let him just let loose. Let him flow. Amen. So the next two people are very similar. Simeon and Anna, that's right. Simeon and Anna. And this is, to me, these two people speak of the power of the prevailing prayer. Power to persevere in life of prayer and intercession that comes from the Holy Spirit. So let's just read a little bit of Simeon. There was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. Amen. So Holy Spirit was upon Simeon, constantly moving. Simeon was under the shadow of the Holy Spirit. And it was revealed by the Holy Spirit to Simeon that he will not die until he sees the Lord's anointed one. So Simeon and Anna persevered in prayer and intercession for years until they grew old or well advanced in years. Simeon became older man. Anna became older women, yet they did not give up. They persevered in prayer and intercession and believing and hoping. And one day, led by the Holy Spirit, they were in the temple and they blessed God. They saw the promise of God being fulfilled. How many know this is not meaningless waiting? Their prayers made a way. How many know that their prayers paved the way for God to send his son? God moves by prayer intercessions. And these have prayed and believed, hoped, held on. And most people would have given up already. Not these two. Why? Because they were full of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. God is faithful. My prayer is when you go through dry season, when you go through dry season, that you will not give up. Don't give up. Keep believing what God speaks to you. God's promises in your word. Let the Holy Spirit overshadow you. Pray the prevailing prayer until every one of God's promises comes to fruition in your life. Amen. May the Lord anoint you with power to persist and not give up in believing, in praying, interceding, because God is faithful. Amen. Okay, the next one. Next one. I'm going to move on quick. John the Baptist. John the Baptist, we all know, is a special one with a special mission. He was the one filled with the Holy Spirit from the mother's womb. Wow. He had a very special call to prepare for the Lord, the way for the Lord, and prepare God's people to receive the King when he comes. That was the call of John the Baptist. But from the mother's womb, as the Holy Spirit filled him, John was set apart like a Nazarite all his life. And angel said, all his life he will not touch wine or intoxicating drink, influences of this world that gives pleasure, but it is destructive influences from the world that brings dissipation, lack of discipline, and lack of holiness, which drains God's power and the Holy Spirit from your life and my life. So, John, because he had to be given over to God, he couldn't afford to compromise with the spirit of this world. He was filled with the Holy Spirit from the mother's womb. Because when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you cannot be filled with the spirit of the world. Influences of this world. Today we are living in a world that has so much isms, influences, drink. Now drink is not enough. People get into drugs. People go crazy for pleasure. And they are drinking the spirit of this world, and that drains the power of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit's role from the very early days for John the Baptist was the Holy Spirit gave him power to live a holy life and a focused life. Amen? This is so important. So important for us to be greatly used of God. For God to greatly move through you, we must separate ourselves from the spirit of this world. Amen. So Bible says this in Ephesians, do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the spirit. Amen. How do we, such spirit of the world is so invasive into our lives. It's got its hooks and lures. How does a young man keep himself pure? By hiding the word of God in his heart and by being filled with the Holy Spirit. So Christmas season is when the world is filled with dissipation. A lot of drinking, we mix joy with sin. This is the spirit of the world. Let's not go there. Let's get into the true joy of being filled with the holy, pure, full of joy, Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. And I pray that, okay, the next one, the person, seventh person, of course, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We get to Jesus, who was the true man of the Spirit. Jesus and the Holy Spirit never disagreed with each other, ever. from before the creation of the world, through his earthly life as one of us, in human flesh. Jesus is the one who showed us the way. It is possible to be in human physical body and not grieve the Holy Spirit. Walk in complete unison with the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the one who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the one who was baptized with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit came upon him like a dove, and that dove never grieved and left Jesus ever. Jesus was led by the Spirit even to the wilderness, and then came out of wilderness full of the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And then after that, Jesus ministered in the power of the Holy Spirit. He did the will of God through the anointing of the Holy Spirit. He didn't do it as a son of God. He did it as a son of man by being dependent on the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is profound, because that really gives us the same access for us to do the works of Jesus and greater works, Jesus said, because Jesus is going to give us the same Holy Spirit. Isn't that amazing? The possibility is amazing. I think if you have any ambition, have this ambition. So many people have small ambition. I wish I can buy a motorbike. This is ambition. It's nothing wrong. It's fine. Have that as a prayer list, but not as your life goal. I wish before I die, I will have a little apartment or something, achieve something. We have a small things. Have the same ambition. If you're going to have the ambition, have ambition. Lord, I want everything the Father has for me. I want to be full of the Holy Spirit. What you said in your word, that you will do through human beings that are possessed, filled with the Holy Spirit. I want to walk in the Spirit. Amen. Like Jesus walked in the Spirit. That's a great ambition. That's a good ambition. Amen. Apostle Paul said, you know, you can last after one thing. You can't last after drink or, you know, all kinds of other things. You can last after one thing. What is it? Holy Spirit. And his gifts. His power is okay for you to do. Have a desire to walk in supernatural, for God to use you. It's okay to have that desire. In fact, you are encouraged to have the desire, but do it in the way of love, not in an egotistical way. Amen. So, the role of the Holy Spirit, he anoints you to do the work of God. Amen. In fact, Jesus' identity as a Messiah means the anointed one. How was he anointed? He wasn't just anointed with physical oil. He was anointed with the Holy Spirit. So I pray in the new year, even from today, we're going to seek to know the Holy Spirit. Come under the shadow of his wings. Let there be no limitation in your life of our own making. Because the highest, power of the highest is with us, potentially, in fact, in truth. But let's not limit him anymore with our unbelief. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. So where it takes us is believer's life. I'm done now. See, that commission, Jesus said, my mission begins because I am anointed with the Holy Spirit. I am the anointed one. And then I'm going to go for the weak and the poor and rejected and suffering. I'm not going to go for the rich and powerful and self-sufficient people who are self-righteous. I don't need to go to them, but anywhere there are people who are seeking God out of pain and need, brokenness, weakness, knowing they cannot make it on their own, I am going for them. And the Spirit's power and anointing upon Jesus was going to bring salvation, release, healing, wholeness, life, joy, direction, and purpose. And how many know that this is the same commission that God now works through the church, through you and me. Let's read together. I'm sorry this is so small. When I made a slide, they were bigger. Okay, can you see it? Let's read with some conviction. I want you to hear your voice, because do you believe you are anointed to do this?
Amen?
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. We accept it? Amen. The challenge of the Spirit? Okay, let's read together. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you. We are not victims. We are the ministers. We are the anointed ones. To lift the victims out of their ditch. That's who we are. God has empowered you with the Holy Spirit. Let's seek the Holy Spirit. And let's be God's channels of life. Amen. Be filled with the Spirit in this Christmas season. And in preparation for year 2020, because my prayer is year 2020 will be your 2020 vision year for you. 2020 vision. Holy Spirit, bring clarity for your life purpose. Give you empowerment, encouragement if you are discouraged. Encouragement. Holy Spirit, give you confirmation. The Holy Spirit give you strength and power to live holy life like John the Baptist. Focus life. Holy Spirit give you determination not to give up when road is long. The Holy Spirit give you confirmation and anointing for you, not only for yourself, but to reach out to others who are bound, who cannot help themselves, those who are weak. God will use you, anoint you, and fill you with the gifts, words of knowledge, healing, words of wisdom, prophecy, to move out. Hallelujah. Because my prayer is the next year this time, your testimony will be, my God, the Spirit of the Lord has anointed me. Spirit of the Lord has done all these things for His glory, even through me. And through His church. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Why don't we pray? Yeah. I'm going to close. And then at the back there are some
munchies.
And those who, I don't know, anybody love coffee? I can make cappuccino for you. I make all cappuccinos here in this church. We bought extra 3 liters of milk there. So hopefully that's enough. But hallelujah. Why don't we stand? I want you to know that you are more closely connected to the supernatural than you realize. Often we are in unbelief. Anyone who is born again by the Spirit of God has the Holy Spirit inside of you. And I also encourage you, if you do not have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, to seek the Lord for the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the prayer language. Let the power of God flow through you. Why don't we lift our hands in surrender? Lord, this is our prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know so many of you, so many of you really want not just the Holy Spirit to fill you, but you want to see Holy Spirit move through you, many of us. Hallelujah. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, every hands and heart that's crying out to you for more in this Christmas season, Lord, through Jesus, the greatest gift of the Father, Jesus' greatest gift of the Holy Spirit has been given to us. And Lord, we seek more of you, because there is no end
to the depth and the height and the width. And Lord, the breath of the Holy Spirit, the realm of the Spirit, Lord, the depth of it, Lord, we want to know you. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be poured out. Encourage every person who is weak, who is discouraged, who is sick. Father, I pray, release healing in the name of Jesus. Every sickness, disease, muscular pain, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Lord, let the power of God move through your people now. Father, I pray, Lord, that those who are without plan and purpose, Father, I pray that you give and release the prophetic word, dreams and visions and prophecy that touches, oh God, the core of their calling of their life in the name of Jesus. Let your people arise. Those people, oh God, who are limited by physical strength, oh God, weakness, I pray in Jesus' name, you will, Lord, speak and strengthen every part of the bodies, organs, heart, legs, back, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, release supernatural ability. And Father, I pray, Lord, today, as we come to close of 1 year, you release the fire of desire to be filled with you, Lord. Fiery desire to pray and to seek you, and to walk in a higher dimension of the Holy Spirit than we've ever walked in the past. Hallelujah. And thank you, Lord, so that as we are being filled with you, every single one of us will be greatly used of you, Lord, to build your kingdom, to heal the brokenhearted. Hallelujah. To release, oh God, the captives, Lord, and to declare, Lord, the acceptable year of the Lord, Jubilee, yes, the freedom. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And everybody said,
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord bless you.